for the criminally insane. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Trampolino. Tonight we have a very, very, very special treat for you, the interrogation of a real political prisoner. But first, let me introduce my assistants for this evening's entertainment, the lovely nurse Rebecca, and our guard, Sergeant Gus, who's actually in our first contestant now. Good evening, patient. Welcome to St. Sammons Hospital. Tell us who you are.
Jules.
It doesn't sound very convincing, does it? Well, we'll find out if he's telling the truth later. Here's how we play the game. First, we connect the cerebral indexometer to the patient's head. Then, we ask him 5 questions. If the answers don't match the ones we want to hear, then he's pronounced criminally insane by the St. Sammons Board of Directors, and we're free to do what we want with him. And Nurse Rebecca, what are we free to do with him this evening? Number 1. Are you a poet, Jules?
No.
A predictable response, but wrong. Look what we found in your apartment before we burned it.
That isn't mine,
isn't it? Read it, please, Nurse Rebecca.
Oh, fish, my fish. Platitudes are for the masses. Blackstrap for molasses and evening gowns. I turn away from authority. Who cares? No more, oh fish, my mind free and filative, a memory of past practicality, so full of molasses. And fish, my fish.
It's not good to harbor such unfriendly thoughts, Jules. It's not very smart to write them down, either. Because you know what we do to poets, don't you?
Sadly, as a sledgehammer, but when wielded haughtily by some
something less allegorical, like gossamer phalanx, sudden death and taxes, or worse, God forbid, like what happened to that poor Katie.